from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gonna be here before you know it. Canes and Gators. It's like you start talking about it at the end of last season, when the season's over, and you go, hey, remember who they opened the season with this year? And then all of a sudden, you're a couple weeks away, and you go, okay, we got action, Jack. They're releasing the NBA schedule right now, as we speak. It's a big day for Alejandro Solana, Brendan Tobin, Alf, the rest of Heat Nation. What do you know so far, Solana? Anything going on with the Miami Heat schedule?
They're going to play 82 games.
All right. Let me write this down. 82 games.
Mm-hmm. 41 will be at home at the Kaseya Center.
All right, so that's different.
And 41 will be on the road.
All right.
In stadiums across the nation.
All right, so they'll spread them out.
There's also going to be games played this year in Toronto, north of the border.
So not necessarily all in our nation.
That's all I know thus far.
All right. Very good. We'll continue to monitor the schedule release.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And the Heat are going to win the East.
All right. There you go. That's
way to be prepared, Jimmy.
Yep. Way
to be. Did you have something else prepared, or was that a last-second audible?
Last-second audible.
You had nothing prepared? It kind of caught you off guard? You didn't give him anything today, Solana? It just kind of caught him off guard.
I didn't, because he didn't say anything to me. Normally, he'll be like, hey, I don't have anything. Well, what do we got? Oh. And I'll work on it. But I find it weird Jimmy didn't tell me anything, and you're here, so I thought, oh, okay, he's got something. Like, he's ready to go, but...
You actually had nothing, Jimmy. There was nothing there.
Yeah.
Well, they can't all be winners.
Nope.
We'll get them tomorrow.
Get them tomorrow. Do you know who had an interception for the Washington Commanders at Dolphins practice today? You know, they had joint practices with the Commanders. Do you know who had an interception for the Washington Commanders?
I don't. No.
Noah Igbinoghen.
Oh, stop it.
How about that?
Stop it.
Noah Igbinoghen.
Who'd he pick off, though?
Had an interception. I don't know. I was just reading David Fioronis's kind of recap of practice. I had no idea he was on the Commanders. Oh, I'm sorry. He did not have a pick. He had a sack.
He had a sack.
He had a sack on a corner blitz.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, that's better than what I said. Not great, but it's better than what I said. Another thing from David Fironas here in the Sun Sentinel. Stock up for today's practice. Rookie left tackle Patrick Paul had another impressive day in both pass protection and with his run blocking. He has expanded on his strong preseason debut last Friday against Atlanta with a good week of practice solidified by Thursday's work against an opponent. Everyone has their fingers crossed for Patrick Paul because that dude seems like he can be a game changer.
Well, he's massive.
Yeah, he's a huge human being.
He is massive. I got the Heat schedule
hot. Oh, okay. What do we have here?
Yeah, all right. Let me...
Crowder, by the way, has disconnected. He obviously is having a Wi-Fi issue in his hotel there in New York because he was there, and then the screen has disappeared.
They will open the season... Let's see. October 23rd.
All right.
At home.
Okay.
Versus.
That's a Wednesday night, by the way.
The Orlando Magic.
All right. A lot of juice with that one.
Yes, sir. Then they'll play Charlotte. These are the October games. Mm-hmm. Charlotte on Saturday, the 26th, on the road.
Okay.
And then they'll have two straight home games, Monday the 28th versus Detroit, and they'll play the New York Knicks, the new look New York Knicks. Mikal Bridges, of course, on the team.
So Orlando will be good. The Knicks will be good. Detroit, will they be any better? They got the overall number one pick, didn't they?
I mean, they can only go up from where they were last year.
Yeah,
broke the NBA regular season record for consecutive losses last year.
Season kicks off, NBA season kicks off with Lakers, Timberwolves, and Celtics, Knicks on October 22nd.
They're going to play in Mexico City, by the way. We knew this against Washington on November 2nd. Let's see if I can get any big-time games. Your first back-to-back will be Milwaukee at home, which is an in-season tournament game. Excuse me, on the road. And then they'll play at Charlotte the following night, which is Wednesday. That is the 26th and 27th.
All right. So if you're a Charlotte fan or you're a Heat fan living in Charlotte, you're a big Jimmy Butler fan, I wouldn't get tickets for that game.
First look at the Lakers will be a home game on December 4th at the Kaseya Center. That Saturday, the 7th, you'll get Phoenix, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, your boy Bradley Beal. I'll dive a little deeper
here. Yeah, it doesn't really have the same juice like a NFL schedule release.
No. They'll play Boston. That can't
be
right.
What Ira says.
I'm just scrolling through the actual schedule.
Ira says. Let's see. A year, this is from Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. A year after being given 16 national broadcasts, the Heat this season have just 7 such appearances on their schedule, including just 1 prior to January 15th. No Christmas Day game. No game on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. No appearances on ABC's national schedule. Only 2 appearances on TNT, both when featured against the star appeal of Giannis and Damian Lillard.
Yeah, one of them is November 26th, which we know that Tuesday in-season tournament game.
And what else? Ira says, the schedule offers a reasonable balance both at the start and finish with 4 of the first 10 at home and 5 of the last 10 at home. 15 back-to-back sets just above the league average. 2 more than the Heat played last season. And that's about it.
Looks like their first game against Boston will be February 10th at home. They'll play Dallas on the road in February as well, defending Western Conference champs.
Ira says, and this will interest you, Solana, because you're on the Heat broadcast, the Heat, the Dolphins will play on the same day 4 times, but only twice when both teams are at home.
Hmm.
The Heat and the Dolphins both play at home on November 24th, my birthday. Heat and Mavericks, 6 p.m. Dolphins Patriots, 1 p.m.
Perfect.
So that's perfect for you. And December 8th, Heat Cavs, 6 p.m. Dolphins Jets, 1 p.m.
Perfect.
I mean, it's like they took your feelings into account.
There we go. Won't miss any Heat broadcasts this year.
November 17th, the Dolphins host the Raiders at 1 p.m. The Heat are at Indiana, 5 p.m. That'll get a little dicier.
Yeah.
And on December 29th, December 29th, the Heat and the Dolphins play on the road. Heat at Houston, 7 p.m. Dolphins at Cleveland, 8:20 p.m.
That's tough.
So you're going to have to make a choice there, buddy.
Kick rocks, Tobin. Sorry.
Heat at University of Miami football team play on the same day twice, with the Hurricanes hosting Florida State, the FSU game, October 26th. We don't know a time for that yet. The Heat will be playing in Charlotte at 7 p.m. My guess is you're not going to see the end of the Miami FSU game at least, and maybe not any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hurricanes November 2nd, they host Duke. The Heat play the Wizards in Mexico City on that day.
That's a 9:30 p.m. game. I highly doubt Duke will be prime time at 7:30 or 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Now, this is important for listeners to this radio station. Heat and Panthers play on the same night 25 times, which is 11 fewer than last season. So many less conflicts for the radio. Two teams are at home 8 times on the same day.
Progress, I guess, right? A little progress.
Heat will play on New Year's Day against New Orleans. And in a rare scheduling move, according to Ira Winderman, the Heat will play on the night of the NCAA Final Four championship game, April 7th. They host the 76ers.
That is bizarre.
That is a little strange.
But that's common, I would say.
That NBA plays on the same night as the NCAA championship?
I remember when FAU was playing in the Final Four game.
Well, Final Fours, yes, but the actual championship game.
Yeah, I feel like I've been at the Kaseya Center watching the NCAA championship game. Definitely that FAU game, because you can imagine a lot of heartbroken members of the Miami Heat media watching FAU lose that game in the Final Four.
Somebody texts in, serious question, do people really care about the schedule release of the NBA? About the schedule release, it's not like the NFL where every game is one of its own. Yeah, I don't think, I mean, there's a reason that they're releasing it at 3 p.m. on a Thursday. The NFL schedule release is an 8 p.m. primetime special on ESPN. No, it's a 3 p.m. Thursday afternoon release. Nobody cares. Len cares, our boss, because he's got to look at the Panthers-Heat conflicts.
Correct.
Got to juggle some games here and there.
The All-Star game, by the way, is going to be at the Chase Center in the Bay Area this year. That's going to be February 16th. I remember looking that up a couple days ago. So the Heat will be off from the 14th, which is a Friday, all the way to the 20th, the following Thursday.
All right. You'll plan your vacation.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. There you go. Schedule breakdown. Let's get the rest of the headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. That was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it was. Only, you said 25 overlaps with the Panthers, right? I think that's what you said. 11 fewer than last year.
25 times, you're right. All 11 right. fewer than last year.
All right, hey, progress, man.
I love it because I get a Panthers game on a Monday night, a Heat on a Tuesday night, Panthers Wednesday. I hate when there's nothing Tuesday, Thursday, and I got Heat and Panthers both nights.
It always feels, and it has felt that way, because you always comment on it, that they play on the same night.
Right.
Constantly.
And if it happened last year, 36 times, that was a lot of the schedule, almost half the schedule.
Yeah.
Only 25 times this season, so that's good.
These headlines, by the way, are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So some Dolphins camp notes for today. They did have a joint practice with the Commanders. They'll, of course, play them Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. Final home preseason game.
I will be there. I'm very excited about it.
Kendall Fuller was rocking the orange jersey today.
Oh.
Odell Beckham Jr. was seen at practice. He was just working out on the side, though.
He was much more visible, though.
Mm-hmm.
Much more visible. He got into it on Twitter last night.
I saw. Yeah. Not happy with the way, I guess, he's being criticized for not practicing.
Well, it was just like one guy like tweeted and tagged him on it. Like, hey, is this guy pulling a Will Fuller on us? Remember Will Fuller? He just kind of took money but never really did anything.
Yeah.
And Odell Beckham, like, took issue with that. He's like, hey, wait a second. I'm working from, like, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I don't even get to play. And so, but they, regardless, I don't know if this had anything to do with it or not, but Odell Beckham was much more visible at practice today.
Posted some workout pictures last night as well.
I wouldn't mess with that dude because he looks jacked.
Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't need to keep playing football, by the way.
No.
He's very handsomely paid already.
No, and he's done everything that you set out to do, right? You win a Super Bowl. Like,
for sure.
But he loves the game of football. He's probably, I'm hoping, got a couple good seasons left.
He probably, Hawk, if he wanted to, would be able to do media in a second.
Easily. Take RG3's job.
By the way, this is actually interesting. Dan Quinn, head coach of the Commanders, said Marcus Mariota and Sam Hartman are out for Saturday's preseason game in Miami.
So who does that leave?
Their starter.
Who is it?
It's Jaden Daniels, right? The rookie.
I'm asking you. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So he's going to play the whole game?
I think they signed another guy today. Yeah. Anyways, the Patriots yesterday, wrap up our NFL coverage. They traded pass rusher Matthew Judon.
Oh, I forgot to ask John Michaels about that.
To the Falcons. A third-round pick is all it took to get Matthew Judon.
All right.
The Marlins did lose to the Phillies, 9-5 yesterday. They'll play the Mets tomorrow. Three-game road series in New York.
Okay.
Did you see Aaron Judge yesterday? He hit his 300th home run as a member of the Yankees and in Major League Baseball. He is the fastest player ever to reach the 300 home run mark. The LA Clippers, you see their new stadium, Hawk?
I have. I've been watching the progression.
Yeah, so it officially opened today.
Oh, it did?
The Intuit Dome, 2 billion, 18,000 seat basketball mecca is what they're calling it. The first regular season game will be played there October 23rd in
That's
the NBA.
That's Steve Ballmer's arena, right?
Yeah, Steve Ballmer's arena. Bro, the pictures of this place look absolutely insane.
Yeah, they've got the wall. They've got, like, everything is, like, I mean, the scoreboard, which wraps around the entire place. Then I saw yesterday they're running shuttle buses from, like, all over California to get, I think for free, to get to the arena for games.
Some of these new stadiums are nuts, man. Yeah. I don't know, like, if you're into, because I that's a big thing for sports fans, right? Bucket list, go to as many stadiums as you possibly can.
Well, I like going to stadiums that have history, right? So for me, like, bucket list was Fenway Park. For a lot of people, Soldier Field or Lambeau Field, Wrigley Field in Chicago. I like seeing the new stadiums, but they're not like bucket list. But I would like to see, like, what's the one? SoFi. Like, I'd like to see that. What's the one in Vegas?
Man, I've been there too. I can't remember right now. But
Allegiant?
Allegiant. Stadium, bro. Yeah. Here's my thing, though, Hawk. I'm with you because, like, I've gone to Camden Yards. I've been to some of those historic stadiums. And I guess those don't compare to Wrigley Field, but some pretty cool baseball stadiums and football stadiums. Man, you walk into SoFi and you're like, holy hell, this place is huge. Allegiant Stadium was insane, man. I don't know. I feel like going, especially you, the way that you like concession foods.
Well, that's the thing. I can't go to a game I care about. I have to go to a game that I don't care about because I'll spend more of my time walking around the stadium, looking in the shops, sampling the food. Like, I like all that stuff.
It's the best part about Lone Depot Park, It really is. Like, it's a baseball game, but the Marlins are kind of trash, so we're not really into the game per se. You get to walk around.
Had a great time out there last weekend. Walked around, was with the Ticket Wizard, went to Club Recess. We had some pork nachos, which I've had before, that are so good.
Fire.
They have arepas out by that Budweiser deck, whatever it is.
Left field.
That are so good. And just as an aside, so we were there last Saturday. My wife loves those arepas. They were giving away free pan hats with the purchase of an arepa. That's the manufacturer of their particular arepas, pan. And so she got a pan hat.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, where can I get these? At Publix? Because they're like, yeah, they sell them frozen. And she's like, well, Sedano's and what's the other one? Starts with an M, I think.
Sedano's and...
Milam's Market. Something like that. But Publix, no. A little too,
Presidente? Presidente
maybe,
Supermarket?
Maybe Presidente.
Yeah. Fresco?
And, yeah. Winn-Dixie Public Sabor. Do they still have those, Public Sabor?
I don't know.
Remember those?
Yeah. They also have a CVS y Más.
Oh, they do?
In Kendall. Yeah. Oh, there's one right by
I
me.
I like that. CVS so what is y Más. The more?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
like, what's more? What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Empanadas?
I don't think they sell empanadas. I do know that everybody working there, let's just say Spanish is their first language.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know everybody's down on the Marlins. Don't take Lone Depot Park for granted, bro.
I love Lone Depot.
I was at Yankee. I told you, I was at Yankee Stadium last month, and it was cool. Like the lore, I guess, of Yankee Stadium.
Place blows.
Lone Depot Park, way better than Yankee Stadium from a, like an experience standpoint.
Right. And historic.
It's the site where FIU beat UM, so you're not going to get an argument out of me,
all right,
brother.
All right. Settle down.
Hey, the U.S. men's national team has a new manager, Hawk.
I saw this.
Yes. Mauricio Pochettino.
Right.
Becomes the new United States men's national team manager.
Whittingham sent that to me on a text, and I responded with, nobody knows what this means. Drove him crazy.
Well, they're all the U.S. fans who like soccer are very excited. One, because it's not Greg Berhalter, obviously,
right,
he's fired.
Sure.
And two, Pochettino has a very good reputation for playing an aggressive, up-tempo style.
Oh.
So right. People are excited about this hire.
Okay.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is a hot day in South Florida. No surprise. A bit cloudy here in El Portal tonight.
I was looking at one of the channels up here. It looked like there was a lot of thunderstorms and lightning going on in parts of our listening area.
Yeah.
Looked like more Broward County.
Leave the weather to me, Hawk. I got it over here, okay?
Well, all you were going to say is it's hot again.
Yeah, it's hot and it's cloudy. But there are some thunderstorms in parts of South Florida, so stay safe on the roads. Today was the first day back to school in Miami-Dade County.
Oh, that's right. Today's Thursday.
So you can imagine the traffic in Kendall especially was tough. Yeah. It was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you go? You go by the mall?
Yeah, right by the mall.
Yeah.
What mall are you talking about?
Dayland Mall.
Yeah, Dayland Mall.
Isn't that on Kendall Drive?
I live right by there.
Yeah.
I live like 2 minutes from Dayland Mall.
Yeah. I used to live on Kendall Drive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when you were cool.
Well, I like to consider it I've done my time in Kendall. Knob Hill. Is it still there?
It is, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the walls could tell a story in that apartment.
Ah, Navarro. There we go.
Navarro.
That's the supermarket you were talking about. All right, Hawk, back to you.
All right, very good.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's the scuttlebutt from Heat Nation on the schedule release, Solana? Is there a lot of positivity, negativity, or nobody cares?
Yeah, I'm not really seeing like any major hot takes. I guess people like the fact that they start off the season with most of their games at home early on, and then same thing at the end of the season also. They have Magic at home, first game, at the Hornets, but then they play the Pistons and Knicks at home, at the Wizards, then versus the Kings before going out on a West Coast road trip. They'll play the Suns, Nuggets, Timberwolves.
Ira Winderman tweets out, per the Heat, tickets for all regular season home games at the Kaseya Center will go on sale to the general public Friday at noon. That's tomorrow at noon. Tickets can be purchased by logging on to Heat.com or Ticketmaster.com. All Miami Heat home games are mobile-only entry. Oh, there used to be something so special about getting those paper tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But it was impossible. You know, if you wanted, someone wanted to use your tickets, you didn't want to use them like the day of a game. Like, it was impossible to meet up with someone, get them your tickets.
You couldn't. You had to plan that well in advance.
Such a pleasure now. But, man, holding those paper tickets, wow, it is coming down sideways here in El Portal.
Yeah, the lightning is crazy.
Holy mackerel. Do you know what I did today? Speaking of tickets, and you want to get the Heat tickets tomorrow, noon, tomorrow, Ticketmaster.com, Heat.com. So I haven't done this because one of the great luxuries of this particular job is that, and I've been doing this for a long time, I have connections at every venue, every concert promoter. So concerts that I want to see, I don't always get comp tickets, but I can always buy tickets for whatever concert I want, and I can get good seats. I don't mind paying for them if it's someone that I really want to see. My wife wanted to see Bon Jovi a few years ago. I bought excellent seats. My son years ago wanted to see Imagine Dragons, bought excellent seats. Like, if it's a really good show that someone wants to see. Or, you know, we went out one night with Ryan and his wife from Funky Buddha, my wife and I. We went to see David Spade.
Yeah, I remember.
At the Broward Center. I paid for those tickets, so I don't mind paying. But anyway, I don't ever log on to buy tickets on Ticketmaster because I can generally call someone and say, hey, can you get me two tickets? Billy Joel is coming to Hard Rock Live. Not Hard Rock Stadium, but Hard Rock Live.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievably small venue for Billy Joel. He does it every now and then. Usually he's playing, you know, Madison Square Garden. He had a residency there. It's ended. But Billy Joel is coming November 23rd, Hard Rock Live. My wife loves Billy Joel. Loves.
The Piano Man.
And we've never really seen him. I think she saw him before she even met me. But we've never seen him, I don't think, in our 25 years plus of marriage.
The Piano Man, yeah.
Piano Man. So I get this email, Ticketmaster online presale today at 10 a.m. I put it in my calendar, and I go, you know what, 10 a.m., I'm going to log on to this Ticketmaster. I've got the app. I'm going to log on to this Ticketmaster, and I'm going to see if I want to buy tickets on the presale, if I could even get them. And I guess you have to start lining up in a virtual queue.
They have the queue now, yeah.
But so is it like as early as you get into the queue? So if I had logged in at 7 a.m., I would have been earlier on in the queue?
Absolutely. Like if the queue opens.
I didn't know that.
Presale starts at, let's just say, ooh, wow.
Wow. It is lightning here like insane.
You might want to get away from that window, bro. That looked dangerously close. Ooh. Yeah, if the queue opens, if presale starts at what? Let's just say noon, right?
It was 10 a.m. today.
Okay, presale starts at 10. You better be in that queue by 10 a.m.
Well, I was in the queue by like 9:55, but I get in the queue at 9:55, and it goes, okay, your place in line is 11,700 and something. Well, there's not even 11,000 seats at Hard Rock Live. Like, I could see, if I'm seeing something at Hard Rock Stadium, so I'm like, if I had gotten into that queue at 7 a.m., would I be like 300?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
So I had said to myself in my head, you know what? She loves Billy Joel. She didn't know that I was going to go on the presale. And the reason that I didn't want to ask anyone at Hard Rock Live is because this concert, because it's Billy Joel and it's such a small venue, everyone's going to ask them, can you get me two tickets? I don't want to be that guy. So I'm like, you know what? I'll see if I can buy them. And I kind of mentally prepared, you know what? If it's $1,000 or whatever, I'll get the tickets. Because she'd love Billy Joel and whatever. So now I'm in this queue. Well, now I just want to see what happens. And I finally get around to, it's like 30 minutes in the queue. And then all of a sudden it's, okay, you're ready to buy tickets. And then you put in the presale code word.
Yeah.
And there were seats for like $600 each on the second tier. And then with the fees or whatever, it would have been like $1,400, $1,500.
Easy.
And I thought I had prepared myself, but then when I looked at it, I was like, I'm not spending this to sit in the 200 level or 300 level. The seats where I want to sit were like $3,000 each.
It's the Piano Man, Hawk.
What's going on there? Someone's buying them, obviously, but I kind of backed out on that this morning.
You did?
Yeah, because I only want to sit lower level. Unless I'm in a suite, I'm only sitting lower level.
Yeah, but I mean, second level in Hard Rock, I've sat there before. I saw John Mayer.
It's fine.
Same thing happened. My fiance wants to go watch John Mayer. She loves John Mayer, and the tickets in like general admission or the first couple rows were like $750. And I'm saying to myself, I'm about to drop $700 on John Mayer.
Right.
Nah, we'll sit in the second row, or the second level. It'll be fine. We'll pay $150, $200 each. But this is the Piano Man, Hawk. You know what I mean? Like, that's how much it's going to cost to see him in the lower level. It just is.
Right. No, I get it. I get it. But I thought I had mentally prepared, and then I didn't. And so then I just upgraded. Oh, we're flying to Philly in September. I just upgraded our tickets to first class. I'm like, you know what? I'll just spend it here. Something that I want.
Buy her a Billy Joel CD for that plane ride, and you're good.
I mean, that, like, because I only want to sit lower level. $3,000 to see Billy Joel at Hard Rock Live. Like, it'll be fun. It's a Saturday night, holidays, because it's November 23rd. But, man, that's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it?
$3,000 for anything.
Like, what's the most you've paid for tickets for anything? Concert, sports, whatever.
Oof. I'd have to think about it, but I've definitely, I don't think I've ever dropped $3,000.
Oh, me neither. My the most I think I've spent on tickets, remember we went to New York over, it wasn't over the summer, it was in February. We went to New York and we saw like 5 Broadway shows. And I had said to her, I'm just buying the best tickets available. But like a lot of those are $600 a ticket, you know, which is kind of silly, but whatever. You're there.
It's the way we felt about, and we're a bunch of cowards, but it's the way we felt about the Stanley Cup final, which is
yes.
Last year we were able to sit like row 8 for game 2 or game 4, I think, which is the one that they won. And we paid like $300 each,
maybe. $300-$350 for the ticket. Now, we waited till right before the game started because we were there doing the broadcast anyway.
And then this year, we kind of had the same angle, but the tickets were like $900 each.
It was much more this year. Like, it was like we looked at it and we're like, this, yeah, I can't do that.
Uh-huh, yeah. But, bro, how many people would drop? I mean, we know how because the stadium was packed.
Plenty.
$900 to watch a Stanley Cup final game. Most sports fans would probably do that. We're spoiled though, bro. Because
no,
I don't really buy tickets anymore.
Somebody says, saying it on the air, hoping someone at Hard Rock Live hears you. Nice move, Hawk. No one is listening to me because they don't need my help in selling Billy Joel tickets. And no one at Hard Rock. Like, this is the funny thing about comp tickets. It comes out of someone's budget. People think that they just print extra tickets and they go, hey, here's for the media. Like, there's a promotions and marketing budget. And so if air personality gets comped for something or an athlete gets comped, someone is paying for it out of their budget. Now, here's the spoiler alert. Billy Joel needs no help in selling out Hard Rock Live. My guess is they're going to add a second, third show. They could add 10 shows if they wanted to. But no, I am not doing this to get free tickets from Hard Rock Live because, trust me, the number of people asking them, like high rollers at Hard Rock for Billy Joel tickets, I'm so far down on the list that I would never get them anyway. And the tickets I would get would be up in the nosebleeds, which I don't want to sit anyway. Somebody texts in, I bought 2 $1,200 tickets for a Real Madrid game that was at Hard Rock a few years ago. I don't even like soccer, but I turned it around, sold them for $6,000 a ticket.
Guy's a genius. Bro, every time Real Madrid has played here, I've been there, whether with a credential or somebody took me, the lines to get in, it felt like, you know, the Copa America where it was just a disaster. The line to get in driving to that stadium was insane. Took me like 2 hours right outside on 441 or whatever that is, University Drive, just to get in there to go watch Real Madrid.
Somebody texted in, I just saw Billy Joel in Denver. It was unbelievable. Yeah, it would be a great show.
I think the most I've ever spent was like $300 for a Kanye West concert, which now, you know, I kind of have to come to terms with that myself, but.
Did you make a donation to the JDF?
Yeah.
Even it out. I paid like for the Bon Jovi concert that we went to. It was probably like $300 a ticket. And we took our son. So it was like $1,000 for 3 tickets.
That you can justify though, I think. Right? 3 tickets.
Yeah, 3 tickets.
Each of $300.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I just.
$3,000.
But they were decent seats. Again, if they're great seats, I don't mind so much. I don't want to pay $1,500 for 2 Billy Joel tickets, and I know what's going to happen. Someone's going to see me walking up to that level and go, hey, Hawkman, you couldn't get better tickets? And I'm going to feel like an idiot.
Is there anything you would pay $3,000 for 2 tickets? Like a Super Bowl? Dolphin Super Bowl? I mean, you'd have to pay way more, but is there anything you would pay $3,000 for? Canes in a national title game, I would imagine it would be 3-4K.
But I like watching the games on TV. Like, for sports, for me, it doesn't work because I've seen so many sporting events live that I like watching it on TV.
Right, but have you seen the Canes win a national title in person?
F1 tickets, someone tweeted at me.
Yeah.
F1 tickets. Like, if you want to go to F1 and you don't want to have to, you know, park 40 miles away and take some sort of shuttle, like, you have to pony up.
No, you got to be you got to drop easy 4-5K.
Easy. Anyway.
If I'm like Dolphins fan, right? Which I am. Dolphins go to the Super Bowl. I think I would pay whatever I needed to. Like, that's the way I think about it. Yeah. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Uruguay in a World Cup. I told you, like, Copa America final, had Uruguay made it, I would have had to have dropped 2,000
tickets.
Easy.
Yep.
To sit nosebleeds, by the way.
Yep.
And I would have paid. I would have paid whatever. So there are some bucket list items, I think, that I would cough up the change of whatever it was, but it's the actual, like, pinnacle of sports fandom. It's the Super Bowl, it's a World Cup or Copa America final. Yeah. It's not the Piano Man at Hard Rock Live.
I'm trying to think if there is a musical art. Like, what if Led Zeppelin and the Can, but what if Led Zeppelin reunited? Like, Frankie Valli is 90. He's coming to Hard Rock Live. Those I'm getting comped.
I'm buying first row tickets, but it comes with a job, actually, Hawk. I don't know if you saw these tickets available on the app. It comes with a job. So I bought front row, and I get a stick handed to me.
Mm.
Just I can poke him just to make sure he's awake.
You have to work his mouth like a marionette?
Correct.
All right, we got to take a break. Anyway, Heat tickets go on sale tomorrow. The NBA schedule was released. That's how I got on that Ticketmaster thing. Heat tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon if you're looking for single game tickets. We'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is when I look my sexiest, when I'm at the cash pop machine.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.